Today on Rappler. First Lady Lisa Araneta Marcos slams Vice President Sara Duterte in her latest interview. More than 1,500 Chinese are granted student visas in Cagayan, Philippines in 2023. And pop star Taylor Swift releases her 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department. First Lady Lisa Araneta Marcos slams Vice President Sara Duterte. In her conversation with radio personality Antonita Berna, the First Lady says Duterte, quote, crossed the line. The rift began after Sara attended a protest in Davao against charter change in January, where former President Rodrigo Duterte accused President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. of drug use. The First Lady says she saw the Vice President laugh at her father's jab in one of the video feeds, and that did not sit well with her. She says, "You are getting salary from the government, you are supposed to be the alter ego. That's not right. That's entitled politics. You're in the government, you're the Vice President, I have a bone to pick with her." The tensions between the First Lady and the second-in-command are not exactly surprising. They also ignored or declined requests for comment on the status of their relationship since January. More than 1,500 Chinese are granted student visas in Cagayan, a province in northern Philippines, in 2023. Immigration Commissioner Norman Tansinko says the Chinese were endorsed by a Philippine university. But they also received reports only 400 Chinese are on site because the school is said to be implementing distance learning. Tansinko says the rise in the number of foreign students may be attributed to post-pandemic rebound and to the, quote, aggressive marketing of schools and government agencies to boost the country's educational tourism. Earlier, senators urged the Commission on Higher Education to investigate the degree for sale scheme in Cagayan. Chinese students allegedly paid up to 2 million pesos in exchange for a degree. But heads of schools in the region say the insinuations are not only baseless but also deeply offensive and are a blatant display of racism and xenophobia. Pop star Taylor Swift releases her 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, and reveals it is a secret double album. The first installment of the album contains 16 tracks, while the second installment, titled TTPD The Anthology, has 15 extra songs. The album also features artists Post Malone and Florence and the Machine in the tracks Fortnite and Florida, respectively, in the album's first installment. Taylor says the album is an anthology of new works that reflect events, opinions, and sentiments from a fleeting and fatalistic moment in time, one that was both sensational and sorrowful in equal measure. The release of The Tortured Poets Department comes just 6 months after Taylor dropped 1989 Taylor's Version, which included 5 songs from The Vault. And that's today's wrap. I'm Kara Oliver. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.